From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In 2019, trucks and SUVs accounted for around 70% of new vehicle sales. But these larger vehicles use more fuel, and they can be more dangerous. Pedestrian deaths have risen 40% since a low in 2009. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
If you visit the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety's track in Rutgersville, Virginia, on a testing day, you could witness some sobering experiments. This is the sound of a modern SUV striking a dummy pedestrian. The high hood hits it about hip level and sends the dummy's head up and into the windscreen. Jessica Cicchino, Vice President of Research at the IIHS, says these tests are designed to rate the emergency braking system some new vehicles come with.
We have the dummy start to walk across the street. We drive the car towards it. And then hopefully, if the driver doesn't respond, the system will brake. But if the system doesn't work as well, you might hit the pedestrian.
Safety campaigners say, despite any new technology, the sheer size of SUVs and trucks makes them more dangerous to anyone outside the vehicles. Angie Smits, the author of the upcoming book Right of Way, about pedestrian safety in the US, she says at first it wasn't clear why pedestrian and cyclist deaths started rising about a decade ago. But then
people started realizing, hey, this seems to be linked to the massive growth in SUVs that's happened since we came out of the recession.
Of course, there are other factors. More people are also driving more miles since the recession, and smartphones mean more distracted drivers and walkers. The perception of safety, inside the vehicle at least, is a key reason people buy SUVs, though. They like the higher seating position, the better visibility. And automakers are happy to sell crossovers, SUVs, and trucks because the profit margins are higher than they are for small cars. Jessica Caldwell is Executive Director of Insights at Edmunds.
We see decisions from some of the, you know, for instance, the American car companies like Ford, Fiat Chrysler, General Motors, to not even sell cars anymore because they're not selling, and to focus on building more efficient SUVs that can replace cars and that people will want to buy.
But researchers say that SUVization is also an environmental problem because these big vehicles use more gas. That's negating the other auto trend powering the market, electrification, says Apostolos Petropoulos at the International Energy Agency based in Paris.
On average, if we compare an SUV globally compared to a medium-sized car, it consumes about a quarter more energy for covering the same distance, which is directly translated to a quarter of higher CO2 emissions.
The forecast is for truck and SUV sales to continue to dominate in 2020. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.